Hi, my name is Justin Janofsky, and I'm a scientist 3 within R&D at Asuragen, a molecular diagnostics company in Austin, Texas. I will tell you about my poster for the ACMG 2021 annual conference titled Buccal Swab Testing with the Amplidex PCR CE SMN12 Plus Kit that assesses copy number and critical mutations for SMA. In this study, we addressed whether buccal swabs are a suitable sample type for use with our RUO SMN12 Plus Kit, which is summarized in Figure 1. As noted in the summary, this is an important topic for molecular genetics because carrier screening and SMA diagnostics are likely to be facilitated by the use of less invasive sampling, such as buccal swab collection, as an alternative to blood draws. In short, we demonstrated that our SMN12 Plus kit accurately quantifies SMN1 and SMN2 exon 7 copy number and reliably determines the presence of two silent carrier variants and a disease modifier variant using DNA isolated from buccal swabs. Overall agreement to reference results for the 60 buccal swab samples tested across four different genetic analyzers was 99.6 to 100% for SMN1 exon 7 copy number, 98.6 to 98.7% for SMN2 exon 7 copy number, and 100% for the three variants detected by our kit. As a result, we can confidently conclude that buccal swabs are an acceptable sample type and can be assayed with a workflow identical to that used for whole blood, according to the kit's protocol guide. Here is how we reached those conclusions. First, we tested an initial cohort of 17 buccal swab samples with varying SMN1 and SMN2 exon 7 copies with our SMN12 Plus kit on four different genetic analyzers. We compared the first pass results from our kit with the reference results obtained using an MLPA-based assay. As shown in Figure 2, 62 of 63 measurements were concordant for SMN1 copy number, and 65 of 67 measurements were concordant for SMN2 copy number. These initial results led us to directly compare the performance of our kit with buccal swabs against the performance of our kit with whole blood, which is currently the only recommended sample type. In our second experiment, we extracted DNA from a set of 43 buccal and 43 whole blood samples from matching donors using a single column-based extraction method. We ran the 43 whole blood samples with a validated version of our SMN12 Plus kit on a 3500XL in order to establish reference results, to which we then compared the results of the buccal samples. After testing the 86 total paired samples on four different genetic analyzers, we first compared two different forms of calibration: default calibration using the kit-provided calibrator, or user-defined calibration, or UDC, using a reference buccal sample. Figure 3 shows that the normalized ratios, a continuous and quantitative value that is then binned to determine copy number, fall well within our default two copy bins for both SMN1 and SMN2. This led us to conclude that default calibration was suitable for accurate copy number determination with buccal samples, though the difference between blood and buccal normalized ratio distributions alerted us to a sample type bias, which is exactly what we had developed user-defined calibration to mitigate. Hence, we proceeded with both calibration methods and present results from both for comparison. Figure 4 shows that whether default calibration or UDC is employed, concordance of buccal samples was extremely high, with SMN2 copy number results agreeing with reference results 99.4% of the time, and SMN1 copy number results, as well as all variant results, agreeing with reference results 100% of the time. Figure 5 provides an example of the bias in normalized ratio that exists between the buccal and blood sample types in panel A, and then in panel B shows how UDC is able to reduce that bias. Finally, in Figure 6, we summarize the results of the entire dataset generated using 60 buccal swab samples across four genetic analyzers. Copy number concordance is excellent, and the QC failure rate is comparable to what we observe when using our SMN12 Plus kit to assay blood samples. It is worth noting that we generally observed lower signal intensities for buccal samples than we did for blood samples, and this was especially true on the 3130XL. Increased DNA input or injection time or voltage may improve signals. Ultimately, the primary takeaway here is that DNA extracted from buccal swab samples can be used with our SMN12 Plus test to accurately determine SMN1 and SMN2 exon 7 copy number, as well as mutation status for three critical SMA variants. Thank you for listening, and if you would like to learn more about the SMN12 Plus kit, please visit www.asuragen.com. If you would like to reach out to me directly, my email address is jjanofsky@asuragen.com. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the digital conference.